Happy New Year to everyone. This is our first meeting of the year, January 12th. And so excited to welcome everybody here, all of our guests, our visitors, staff, council. Thank you all so much for being here. Hope everybody had a great break. And now it's back to our normal programming. So I will open the meeting at 5:31 p.m. First item on our agenda is our invocation. I'd like to invite my good friend Michael Carlson from First Baptist Woodway. He is one of my very, very close friends and a pastor over there, so I've asked him if he would lead us in the prayer this evening. Thank you for being here, Michael.
It's an honor. Let's pray. Gracious God, we pause now and recognize the abundance of your grace, living in a place like Woodway. There's evidence of your grace and your kindness all around us. And God, I begin with a word of gratitude. Thank you for the ways that you've blessed us. Thank you for our city's leadership, including those here in this room. And God, and those who are not in this room, the countless people who serve, who protect, who instruct to help make our city flourish. God, thank you. And God, I now pray for our leaders. And I ask, God, that you would protect our city, that you would protect our leaders, that you would keep evil and harm far from us, that you would keep division and disruption far, far away. God, I also pray for provision, that you would give our leaders wisdom to make the right decisions, to discern that which is good and right and true. And God, I also ask for your guidance, that you would guide them, even in a meeting such as tonight, such that this would continue to be a community where the kind of flourishing life for which you created us would teem all around. God, lift all of these things up to you in the name of Jesus and by the power of your Spirit who is with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mr. Carlson. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you for being a valuable part of our community as well. Okay, next item on the agenda is our Pledge of Allegiance. If you're able, please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving into our public comment time, the City Council invites citizens to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for public hearings. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. There's a timer up on the screen up here behind us for you to know how much time you've spent. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you so much for your understanding and cooperation. The podium is now open for anybody who'd like to address council. Yes, sir. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Roger McCabe, and I live at 10813 Rick Drive. I don't have a formal statement, but I do have a few questions that I need to be up to date on, and I've kind of lost touch with the council. I used to present pretty often. My first question is, what does it take for an individual to get a permit to run a business out of a residence? We have a situation on Harbor Drive that is hazardous. We have a young lady that's giving swimming lessons, which I'm fond of, but the way her house is situated and the way the traffic is, it is a hazard and somebody is going to get hurt. So I'm assuming she has a permit to operate, and I'm asking, what does it take to get a permit like that? Second question is, what is the status of the 90-some acres that's adjacent to Harbor Drive, what's called Western Star Ranch, whatever it is now, I don't know. Have those permits reached expiration? And if so, what is the next action by the city? And my third question is, the large ditch that everybody's familiar with going through town, the sewage project, way behind schedule, I'm sure. What is the status? What is the prediction? And what are the problems? Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, anybody else? Okay, we will close the public comment time and move on to item number four, presentation of the Valor Award to Assistant Chief Todd Gill.
All right, come on.
Over to you, Chief.
Mayor, Council, thank you for the opportunity to present. You know, when Assistant Chief, 3 minutes, I got you, thank you. You know, Assistant Chief Gill does a lot for us, and a lot of it is not noticed, but he did something that was really impressive that I thought the community should know about, and I wanted to ensure that y'all knew about as well. So around noon on Halloween, while Assistant Chief Todd Gill was returning to the Public Safety Department, he noticed smoke rising in the distance out west. Through experience and training, he deduced that the color and thickness of the smoke did not look like a classic controlled burn or fire pit and caused him some alarm. At that point, AC Gill advised dispatch and had a fire truck roaming towards the smoke for safety measures. The next several minutes, AC Gill drove out towards Old Lorena Road to investigate the smoke. He showed determination and unwillingness to stop in order to locate the origins of the smoke. AC Gill eventually located the area of the fire on private property and not visible from the road. AC Gill drove through the large grasslands and located the fire burning out of control and had already taken over an acre of land while spreading into core land and up into trees in that area. This fire, if not discovered, would have been a catastrophic issue for us, residents, and surrounding agencies. His direction in cutting fences prior to fire truck arrival and directing a quick attack was instrumental in knocking down this fire. Woodway, along with assistance from Lorena Fire and Waco Fire, were able to extinguish the fire with zero damage to structures after a hard fight. For this reason, I want to award AC Gill with the Chief's Valor Award for his determination to stay in the fight, developing a plan, and ensuring it was executed with precision and success. So thank you.
Thank you. You
did a great job. And this is our Chief's Valor Award certification, as well as
another pin.
After 39 years, I think this is the only thing he does not have. We appreciate what you did for us.
I appreciate you. I'd like to say it was my training, but I've been nosy stubborn for a long time, so I just had to figure out what it was.
It paid off this time.
It did.
This time.
You do a great job for us. We appreciate it.
Okay, congratulations. Very well deserved, AC Gill. Okay, item number five is our quarterly presentation from Community Services and Development. So, over to you, Mr. Davison.
Good evening. I'll have a few pictures, a slideshow we'll go through, and we'll have some brief statistics. I'll give you an update on everything that's going on as far as construction and things that are going on in the city. Do you want me to take the flipper? Then we'll just click through. That's fine.
It's working.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
So this is the quarterly report. It will include the last 3 months, December, November, and October of last year. So just running through some general residential construction down in Badger Ranch. We have these homes in Badger Ranch, Torrey Springs, and Star Canyon. These are just different phases of Badger Ranch under construction. Quail Valley is part of the Westlake Edition, which is our community down by the lake here, going the gated community that they approved it last year, and we're finally seeing some construction. Pinehurst Drive is under construction, and then Ransom Canyon is Badger Ranch Phase 2 towards the back. It's a fairly large residential home. Tanglewood is blowing and going. We see a lot of development out there. They're actually have turned in the next phase that's coming to y'all in probably the next month's time. So you'll see phase 3. But Denali, Sequoia, Boonfeld, Kings Canyon, RW Court. You can kind of see from the pictures, it's starting to get filled out. A lot of the lots are, we have homes back there now, and we're seeing a lot of growth in this area for our area. Ritchie Road is Badger Ranch, some of these, and then one of these is actually Badger Ridge, which is at the up going down into Badger Ranch, coming off of the Ritchie Road Bridge. You'll see these homes. Gladedale is an infill lot, actually right up here on Estates. I know a lot of people have been asking about that one. It's actually got the framing up now, so it's obvious what it is. It's a house, but for a while there, it was just an empty lot, and everyone's like, what's going on here? So
people was asking, is it going to be a business? Or
yeah, and a lot of people were confused about that, but when we told them it was a home, it made people a little more happy.
Yeah.
Rainbow Lake is almost done. That one's been going on for several months, but it's towards the back of Rainbow Lake. So commercial-wise, we don't have a lot going on right now. The ophthalmologist project is moving forward. The slab's in place, and they're working on the building itself now. Archway Drive, Suite 300 is a build-out there in the middle. I believe it's a realtor in between the Soap Place and the Starbucks. The Oak Creek is the bank, the TFNB bank. The steel's up now. You can see what's going on. The elevator shaft is basically complete, and they're working on the steel and getting the building up. Waco Warriors is the old movie theater. It's really going well. My inspector goes in and says it's just kind of amazing the transformation they've done inside that building. So it's pretty exciting to see that one get further along. I believe the quarter figures are in your book. And looking at those just as a general rule, we're about the exact same as we were last year at this time. I think I checked and it's like 15 different inspection level. So we're seeing steady growth. It's nothing amazing. Just to touch on some of our capital projects, which I could see the mayor's going to ask me, so I'm going to get ahead of him. The big one, of course, is the sewer project. They are moving. They actually have done a lot of work in the last 5 months, which is encouraging. Currently, they're estimating they'll be done mid to end of March, which I always, you know, we all should take now with their history kind of grain of salt there. But
might be May.
Hopefully not. They are. I mean, their new superintendent that they brought on that's kind of pushed this growth really does seem to have taken the bull by the horns and is pushing. So that's nice to see. We're encouraged by that. But at the same time, they are way, way behind schedule.
And their quality of work still.
Yes. Inspectors keeping them honest, and they are doing good work. So that's the encouraging thing, I guess, about it all. Other than that, I'll answer any questions anybody might have.
I saw in the manager's report that they were installing some manhole covers. Is that related
to right? I believe that's part of that. They're doing
manhole covers.
Well, they're building the manholes up.
Okay.
So they lay the bases, run the sewer line through it, and then they build the manholes up. So yes, it's part of that project.
Okay, but that's really positive, right?
Yes. Yes.
That to me shows your completion because you don't want to.
Yeah.
If you've got a lot left.
Well, and yes, you're exactly right. I know they're basically down to Jim Arc now. That road's actually closed. They're connecting the sewer line to the first thing they did was the bores under the roads. Mm-hmm. So that sewer line is already there. And so they're to that point where they're connecting there and they will go through. And that's the last street intersection before they get to 84, which is the end of the project.
Yeah.
So light at the end of the tunnel is where I'm hoping. Yeah. So we're all hoping for that.
Light at the end of the sewer line.
Yes.
That Westlake project where the house, how big is that house? Do you have any idea?
The big one down by the lake?
Yeah.
12,000 square feet.
12,000. So is that the question? I really don't need to know how big that house is, except that is that going to be typical of?
I think the lakeside lots have that size of lots. There's only three of those, actually. Most of them are interior, just residential lots. I think they're. The one that's nearly done is about 2,500 square feet. So that's more of a typical range, probably. But the ones down on the lake, Jose Laura's building a huge house.
Significant property tax.
At the price of the lots, they would need to build something really huge. 12,000 ought to be pretty close to our largest home.
It's going to be up there for sure. Yeah. It's.
My house could fit in there 8 times.
Yeah. That's,
okay. Any other questions for Mr. Davison?
Very good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right, Chief, you're up, up again. Quarterly presentation from the Public Safety Department.
Mayor, Council, as our continuing effort for professional development, I wanted to have Officer Kenister up here with me to give you the numbers for our annual and our quarterly. A little bit about Officer Kenister. He's been with the department for over 3.5 years now. He was president of the MCC Police Academy and president of the MCC Fire Academy. He is part of our SWAT team, our rope rescue team, our drone team, and our honor guard team, and currently serves as our community resource officer. He's also the recipient of Woodway PSD's Officer of the Year Award in 2024, as well as our Lifesaver Award for a medical call that he went to in which a elderly male's life was saved along with two other officers. The fun and educational videos we all enjoy on our social media pages are thanks to the mind and imagination of Officer Kenister. Officer Kenister also recently completed his master's in public administration from Tarleton University. But above all, he is a joyful servant to his community, always looking for ways to motivate others, an honorable officer who utilizes the work of his hands to glorify God and for the benefit of others. I'm happy to have him here to give our department statistics to our community, and he will take it from here. Let's have some high standards.
Yeah, thank you, Chief. Thank you.
No pressure. Also serves on the Youth Commission.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's a great job there.
That's a big job right there.
Thank you, sir. Again, first of all, thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Council Members, for giving me the opportunity to speak. Thank you, Chief. Once again, I'm Officer Kenister. He kind of explained everything, but I am the Community Resource Officer, so I can touch on these photos on the beginning of our PowerPoint pretty well. The far left photo, you can see our Honor Guard presenting the colors. It was a really awesome opportunity. The Midway ISD reached out to us and asked if we could present the colors for their Special Olympics opening ceremony. So that was a really, really unique and awesome opportunity that we get to participate in. The second photo there, I'm sure some of y'all have seen, it was our holiday cheer truck. We drive through Woodway's residence neighborhoods and we accept toys as a toy drive program. We accept them on the roadside. We have sergeants dressed up as Grinch. We have sergeants dressed up as Santa Claus. Really, really cool, awesome opportunity to engage with the citizens of Woodway. And then lastly, again, it is our Cops and Kids Halloween drive-through. We get to work with a whole bunch of other departments in the city, which is really cool. But the photo you see there is one of our sergeants dressed up as a firefighter. He actually had a full-blown fake mustache on. And then one of our full-time firefighters over there, soon-to-be police officer, Officer Miller, also participating in the drive-through. So with those awesome opportunities that we get to engage with the community and an ideology of community policing in a whole, you can see our interactions with the public greatly affect what they perceive us as. That translates from us being community police officers and out there doing these big events, but also translates to officers on the streets or officers responding to medical calls, fire calls, or anything of those sorts. It shows that our officers in the past year, if you see throughout these years, 2020 being 44, 2021, 54, 2022 back to 43, and then the 2023 and 2024 both being at 54. I'm sure you can all see 2025 took a drastic leap, almost doubled all our past numbers, a big old 83. It just goes to show that our citizens are seeing what we're doing and our community engagement is really paying off, and it really shows the prestige of our officers that we have at Woodway. So now we're going to look at a whole bunch of numbers here. We have on the left here, January 1st, 2024 to December 31st, 2024, it'll be our annual report. And then on the right, as a comparison, it'll be the annual report of January 1st, 2025 to December 31st, 2025. We're going to start at the top left, police calls for service. It's about identical, 16,530 calls for service. And then 16,540 calls for service in 2025. Moving left to right, it'll be reports taken in 2024, 782 compared to 679. Online solicitation, 2, dropping to 0. Burglary, 2, going to 4 in 2025. Fire EMS calls for service, we have 1,651 compared to 1,668. Our accidents, 158 compared to 161. Our thefts, 101 compared to 96. Sex crimes, 4 to 6. VCO calls for service, 958 compared to 983. Arrests, 345 compared to 281. Our assaults, 27 compared to 34. Traffic stops, 4,964 compared to 4,824. And with that comes citations at 1,723 compared to 1,888. And then we have our weapon violations, 12 compared to 10. At the bottom there, you can see our top three offenses. Of 2024 annually, the top offenses were drug and narcotic violations at 67, all other larceny at 63, and driving under influence at 31. And then for the annual report of 2025, the number one was all other larceny at 64, driving under influence at 30, and simple assault at 28. So we're gonna look at that a little bit further and break it down into the quarterly report. October 1st, 2024 to December 31st, 2024, compared to October 1st of 2025 to December 31st of 2025. Starting again, same flow at the top left. Police calls to service 4,248 compared to 3,904. Our reports taken was 191 compared to 167. Online solicitation 2 compared to 0. Burglary both 0. Fire EMS calls for service 436 compared to 442. Our accidents 29 to 53. Our thefts 21 to 27. Our sex crimes 1 to 3. Our VCO calls for service 201 to 190. Our arrests 53 to 39. Our assaults 5 to 9. Traffic stops 997. Compared to 1,007. Citations 286 compared to 480. And weapon violations 2 compared to 1. And again, for these quarterly reports, our top three for the 2024 quarterly report were all other larceny, destruction, damage, or vandalism, and driving under influence. Compared to the 2025 quarterly report, the top three were all other larceny, simple assault, and drug narcotic violation.
So I want to touch on the, I know last year I told you I would come to you with the numbers of traffic accidents on certain streets and things like that was requested of us. So as you can see, 161 to 158 was the annual amount of accidents that occurred in our city. On Santa Fe Drive, 2024 had 10, 2025 had 11. On Highway 84, 2024 had 39 wrecks, and 2025 had 43. This is for the entire year of 2024 and 2025. Bosque Boulevard, 2024 had 6, 2025 had 5. Estates Drive, 2024 had 21, and 2025 had 10. And our largest grocery store parking lot will go unnamed. That is where we saw our greatest increase this last quarter, from 45 in 2024 to 70 in 2025. We saw a great increase in clientele at our HE. At our grocery store, and so that was all of those were very light damage, but it is where we are seeing an increase in clientele, and it's one of those tricky things where you add patrol units, it really doesn't help the situation; it kind of clogs it up more. So we're brainstorming on that issue, but that is the traffic wrecks in that area, and if you have any questions, he will answer. Just kidding.
I did actually have a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
I was curious. So, 10 more traffic stops, but yet citations are up a lot. And I'm wondering, is there anything you can attribute that to? I'm wondering if the fact that maybe that Texas no longer requires us to have to go through the process of getting in the inspection done, that maybe, I mean, I don't, I'm just kind of spitballing on that idea, but is that maybe where those citations, they would be out of compliance because they didn't take care of what an inspection would normally pick up?
There could be several a plethora of different factors going into something like that. You could look at, in recent years, we're filling up our entire police force, so we have a lot of newer officers out there, so that comes with a lot more initial training, so FTOing, along with other things that you mentioned, maybe some different changes in the legislature and things like that.
Okay. And then I guess maybe just an observation. So estates went from 21 accidents to 10, and all we heard was that going down to three lanes was going to give us a whole bunch more accidents, and yet we dropped by half. So I think that argument's kind of moot.
Now, I think, have y'all, I understand there's someone that lives on estates, and they said that they've been sending me pictures. Evidently, some of the times that there's accidents, it's not required to do a report on. Is that correct?
If they call us, it's reflected on this.
Yeah.
If sometimes they may not call us. Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. Because I've got more than 10 pictures mm-hmm. of accidents
yeah.
from that lady sending it.
Yeah, if they pull over and talk to each other and say it's fine, the other
thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always have to.
That's fine. I just thought that was interesting.
Well, she was just sending it because she lives right there and was upset about the changes.
Questions?
Those commendations that you showed us earlier,
yes,
those aren't department commendations. Those are people writing in or calling.
Mixture. We allow them, their supervisors to put in, but I will tell you a majority of them are from our civilian citizens.
Great. Mm-hmm. We got a great police force.
Thank you.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that great Thank report you. And really, really happy with those statistics. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
Council.
All right, that's it for our presentations. We'll move on to our items for individual discussion, consideration, and action. Item number 7 is discussion and consider action on authorizing Community Bank and Trust to distribute the Carlene Bright Endowment Fund accumulated income balance of $28,251.24 to the City of Woodway. May I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Manager, your comments on number 7, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The background information for this item is as follows. The last will and testament of Carlene E. Bright established the endowment upon her death on October 21st, 2015. At the July 11th, 2016 meeting, the City of Woodway City Council authorized the city to utilize the Community Bank and Trust for the management of the Carlene Bright Endowment Fund. The Carlene Bright Endowment Fund has accumulated an income balance of approximately $28,251.24. The endowment terms state that the income from the endowment fund shall be used to maintain, repair, operate, expand, and pay the expenses of ownership and operation of the Carlene Bright Arboretum, end quote. The city would like to use the accumulated income balance to support the ongoing improvement, preservation, and maintenance of the Carlene Bright Arboretum grounds to enhance visitor experience and ensure long-term sustainability, which includes investments in signage, seating, lighting, landscaping and planting, structural improvements, and water features. That is all.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Council, is there any discussion on item number 7 about these funds?
I know some people that knew her. I never knew her, but they talked like this is exactly what she wanted. So we're not doing anything against her will. It sounds like a wonderful thing.
Does seem in line with the mission.
Mm-hmm. All right. If there's no further discussion or questions, I'll entertain a motion on this item.
I move that we authorize Community Bank and Trust to distribute the Carlene Bright Endowment Fund accumulated income balance to the City of Woodway.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Item number 8, discussion and consider action on entering into an interlocal agreement between the City of Woodway and McLennan County for the work and materials to chip seal the beach parking area and Park 2 Road located in the City of Woodway in an amount not to exceed $88,976.70 and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, number 8, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The city has negotiated an agreement and price with McLennan County to chip seal the park roads at the beach parking area and Park Road 2. County road maintenance crews will perform the work on the beach parking area and Park Road 2 this spring. The interlocal agreement is necessary to have this work performed. A copy of the agreement is attached for your review and reference. This is a budgeted item in this year's budget, and it came in pretty well under budget. We have $200,000, and this is $88,976 and change.
Sounds like we're getting a lot better deal than what we've gotten from some other places, so it's nice that McLennan County has given us a deal.
You know, that beach area is really kind of a gem in the city. To go down there is really, really
I've been wanting for beautiful. Years to do a regular beach like it. When I was a child, when the lake just first opened up, that was the best beach in Waco. And it had kind of a pea gravel. When the lake gets down low, you can see the pea gravel. But everyone from all over would come to that area. And, you know, I think it opened up in like 64 or something. And it was just a beautiful beach.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to do much when they raised the lake up. They, you know, you got to take out equal amount of mass. But I hope at some time maybe the council might look at doing a little bit more from a beach look all the way up.
The access there is really great, but those roads.
Yes.
I mean, have been,
yes. They haven't been done
terrible. You know.
Yeah.
They may have not been changed since the 60s.
Since I was a child, probably not.
Had huge potholes and whatnot, so that'll be really, really nice.
Yeah.
Is there any concern that, I mean, I remember in my old life, you know, when somebody, when my team missed the budget number by $100,000, they had to tell me why. having missed the budget by over $100,000, and as Councilman Russell said, there's a lot higher bids that were given. Are we really comfortable that these guys can get it done for $88,000?
That's a good question.
Well, Mitch might be able to speak more to that, but just in the short time I've been here, we've had a great work product turned out from the county.
Okay. Yes, sir.
What I was going to say was that the $200,000 that's in the budget includes the first phase of the project, which was Park Road 1, which has already been done. So it's on budget where it should be, basically, because they gave us these estimates and we based our budget off of that. And so that's
so the Park Road 1 already used up
about $100,000 of that money.
Okay. So we're pretty close to being on budget.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm looking for.
Has there been any consideration of putting restrooms down there?
Well, we've got one close.
We put restrooms at Park 1 and Park 2. There aren't any down at the beach.
You mean at the beach, right?
I'm talking about at the beach. There used to be some.
Yeah, when I was a child, no, it was a cesspit restroom, which was nasty. And you had to go up those stairs.
That sounds attractive.
Oh, it was during the summer. It was the worst idea in the world.
I'm glad we don't have them anymore.
Yeah, they took them out.
Councilwoman Gilman, we can definitely talk about that during budget time if we want to include some bathrooms down
there. I think it would make a big difference.
It would be beautiful to have one in that area because that is so many people go to that.
Yeah, it's really a
And may I add one thing? Mayor, you were talking about a pool. At one time we had talked about maybe we could put out the buoys. I've talked with the Corps about this before. And they said the main problem is you have to pull them in at sundown. But it would be a very low-cost way of making a swim-only area. If y'all ever get to, that's something y'all going to be talking about, you know, after I'm off the council. But I just wanted to mention that might be a good way to give more family possibilities.
Yeah, it's not a bad
idea. And with Councilman Gilman's idea about the restroom, that would just tie in wonderful, make a gym out of that area. Mm-hmm. So
that's very
I
nice.
Appreciate y'all.
Okay, any other discussion, questions, comments? All right, I'll entertain a motion on number 8, please.
I move that we enter into an interlocal agreement between the City of Woodway and McLennan County for the work and materials to chip seal the beach parking area and Park 2 Road located in the City of Woodway.
I second that.
All right. Thank you very much. Ladies, it's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Awesome. I'm excited about that. Okay, number nine is discussion and consider action on adopting resolution R26-01, supporting the application of Baylor Scott & White Health to the TCEQ for the issuance of a municipal setting designation for the property located at 3000 Herring Avenue in Waco, Texas. Could I get a motion to discuss,
please? I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Manager, number nine, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Mr. Davison, did anybody respond to you from Terracon?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'll give a brief summary of our background here. On behalf of Baylor Scott & White, Terracon Consultants Incorporated, respectfully request this request for a resolution in support of a municipal setting designation for the former hospital site located at 3000 Herring Avenue, Waco, Texas, encompassing approximately 7.88 acres. Pursuant to subchapter W, section 361.805 of the Texas Health and Safety Code, an MSD application will be submitted to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ, as part of the application process. TCEQ requires written at support from all retail public utilities, RPUs, owning or operating potable water supply wells within 5 miles of the designated property. Additionally, confirmation must be provided that the RPU does not currently supply or plan to supply drinking water to the designated property or an area within 0.5 miles of it. That's all officially I have. Aside from the letter that Terracon has provided, some other maps and attachments showing the groundwater gradient map, the concentration map. I don't remember if we've done one of these since I've been here or not. I think we've done something similar.
But we've done a few in the past, but not recently.
The long short of it is because we have wells in the aquifer. These wells are going into the aquifer within a certain period, and they want to make sure we approve them.
I did a Google Street search. Mm-hmm. Is this the old hospital location?
Yeah,
Hillcrest.
It is.
So they're building another hospital right where the old hospital used to be?
I don't think they say that.
Yeah, I think it's just a well update for that area.
Well, and they're not drilling a well per se. That's what the MSD does, is they basically designate this area and say they're not going to do any wells there.
Okay.
So that they can redevelop the property.
And just because we're in the radius.
And we're within a certain distance of that property, we have to be notified.
If anything goes on with that well area, because we have wells in the aquifer.
Yes, sir.
It has to be connected.
Well, it's basic, in the letter it summarizes it, but then the letter mentions the requirements of Chapter 30, Texas Administrative Code, which the specific one cited in here deals with hazardous waste mitigation. So not to speak out of turn, I don't know what their business is, but it's probably like when you close a gas station and you level it and you go through all the TCEQ.
Pull the tanks.
Right.
Things of
that nature. So I don't want to say anything that's incorrect or speak against anything that they're doing when I'm not privy to that information. But that's what it governs.
Oh, I just saw it. It says formal hospital site, but that may mean the former hospital.
Yeah.
It also used to be a military base camp.
Man, you're full of history facts today.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Mr. Man, my goodness.
What can I tell you?
Learning so much.
That trip down memory lane there.
Yeah.
Trip down something. All right. So, is there any further discussion or questions for Mr. Manager? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I will entertain a motion on item number 9, please, for this resolution. Ms. Donna, do I need to read the resolution? No, we're good. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion?
I move that we adopt resolution R26-01, supporting the application of Baylor Scott & White Health to the TCEQ for the issuance of a municipal setting designation for the property located at 3000 Herring Avenue, Waco, Texas.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Council. That's it for our items for individual discussion. Next item is the consent agenda. You have the consent agenda in front of you, items 10A through F. Is there any item that you'd like removed for separate discussion? Not hearing anything? Great. So we will move to item number 11, which is consider action on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All right, moved and seconded, thank you. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Great.
Just passed your item.
Oh, are you the photographer? Oh, great. Congrats. Done. Easy peasy, right? Thanks for being here. No. Okay. Very good. Mr. Manager, your report. You have anything for us?
I had one other thing, but I haven't satisfied myself with all the answers, so I cut one of them, but there's one thing I can mention. This Sunday, we have our farmer's market.
Okay.
I know that's usually pretty well attended, so that's right around the corner.
And could you just remind us, what are the times for that? Do you know? 11 to 2. Okay, perfect. All right, city council reports. Council, does anybody have any updates they'd like to share with the group?
There will be a meeting tomorrow night at PNC discussing the final plat for MJ Davis and also talking about Badger Ranch.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Parks and Rec has one coming up, so I have nothing.
Okay, great.
Youth Commission met on Thursday. Had a, I would say, a spirited meeting, looking at a lot of stuff with the really hitting the nuts and bolts now on Bound for the Brave coming up in February. So in the process of getting flyers put together and designing a t-shirt, which I'm trying to help them out a little bit on.
That's February 21st, is that right?
Yes.
For Bound for the Brave?
Yes,
21st. Excellent. Thanks for all your work on the committee's council. Really, really appreciate that. Anybody else have anything? All right, if we don't, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. We are adjourned at 6:13 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.